Jenny Capps website, Jenna Capps, CA Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/counselorjennacapps Instagram:@counselorcapps Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, I was born and raised here. What is your occupation, and for how long? I work in food service and have worked everywhere from diners to coffee shops to fine dining. I've worked at small, locally owned Dunkin' businesses for over 13 years. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I've been grateful to serve on City Council for the past 4 years. The past term has been my only elected experience, though I've always been engaged with my community. Over the years I have volunteered for many local groups and events, including Safe Youth Cowichan, the Community Safety Advisory Commission, the Cowichan River Cleanup, the Cowichan Folk Guild, the Islands Folk Festival, and the City of Duncan's Youth Council, where I was junior mayor for 3 years. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I'm running for re-election to continue the work this council has done to improve and strengthen our community. Specifically, to continue supporting diverse housing options with a focus on affordable rentals and advocating for high environmental standards. I ran for council initially because I believe we need more representation from young people to ensure our local government is a more accurate reflection of the community. When I was elected at 26, I was the youngest councillor in Duncan's history, and currently serve with colleagues of many different ages and backgrounds. I am deeply invested in the future of this city. What are your top three issues? Homelessness and lack of affordable housing. Protecting the natural environment and lessening our impact on the planet. Maintaining a balance of keeping costs modest for citizens and businesses while ensuring we don't sacrifice the high quality of life in Duncan. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? My vision for Duncan aligns with our OCP, to be one of the most livable small towns in Canada. A community that has sustained a vibrant local economy, protected our precious green space and supported appropriate housing so future generations can choose to remain living and working here. What's one big idea you have for your community? We recently approved a COVID-19 recovery grant to the Cowichan Intercultural Society to partially fund 2 large-scale murals in our downtown core, the Nanamius Thele, a Meeting of Happy Hearts project. I would love to see us supporting more large art projects in Duncan. These can attract tourists to our city, create job opportunities for local artists, and foster a sense of pride in a more vibrant downtown, benefiting citizens and businesses alike. I firmly believe that as well as focusing on the basic infrastructure of a community, local government should invest in creating a beautiful, welcoming place.